Well, good morning. Welcome to all those who are young or young at heart. And for those listening on the radio, I am not Janie Sutton, although people often get us confused. Janie being petite and, well, Janie, and I'm neither. So, welcome to Time with Young Disciples. Today, on this day where we are under some weather as we show up to church, on the radio you might be able to hear some of the rain on our roof. The youth are presenting a project that we as a church are undertaking, kind of the next steps and some of the ways that we're reaching out to the community. And I'll turn it over to them. They'll begin by sharing our core scripture for this project.
Okay, so from Isaiah 25, verse 4, as our anchor, for you have been a refuge from the poor, a refuge from the needy in distress, shelter from the storm, and shade from the heat. Pass.
I'm excited to say that a $12,000 tractor was donated to Trinity. This will be available for any Trinity needs. There is also a pull-behind mower. During times of storm, with heavy chains and a front loader, it can move most trees that block roads and driveways.
We will go to the neighborhood to let folks know our plans, organize committees of volunteers, and take names of those who would want to be checked on after storms. We are also asking for volunteers who would help with our storm response, checking on neighbors, preparing out food and beverages, going into community to cut wood, and move trees with our tractor. This group of neighborhood first responders will meet and plan for our post-storm response.
Next January, we will write a grant to support a well and solar generator, allowing Trinity to provide portable water for the community after city water is knocked down by storms. The well will also allow for more planting, reducing our irrigation costs significantly.
Showers and hygiene stations are often in need in post-storm response. Attempts to partner with National PCUSA were not productive as they do not invest in proactive measures, only storm response. We could set up temp shower in a DIY fashion using rooftop passive solar tubing or support a shower water heater with our generator. We are attempting to partner with other churches who may have a mobile shower RV system.
Food staging could be coordinated at Trinity with a designated area for storage of non-perishable food items. This could be supported by a small grant. During spring, we could give the items away as we prepare for next fall and winter.
So as we consider our opportunities here at Trinity, we realize that our church sits in a easy walking distance of about 500 houses. We know this because we've walked through and talked to those 500 houses. That's an amazing opportunity as Trinity kind of considers ourselves a parish church and asks ourselves, how can this church be more relevant to the surrounding community? We already have incredible representation from our neighborhood who attend Trinity. Now we're going beyond that. We're trying to ask, how can we be relevant to our neighbors, whether or not they attend this church? How can we rethink what it is to be Christ in this world, especially after times of great challenges like after a storm? And we know these storms are coming. Unfortunately, our weather is only becoming more unstable. And this gives us a chance to think about what our greater mission is in the community. So as we consider a sheltering church and what that means out of the scripture of Isaiah, think about this as we share the scripture out of Psalms today. A great theme in this service today is the Lord is our shelter. How can we be a shelter for others? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for all of the opportunities that you give us, whether how great or how humble. Help us to become the stewards you need us to be. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.